It is our last sermon in this series, In Love, for today. In the first week, I just want to remind you, in the first week, we talk about build up one another in love. The principle of our life must be love, not judgment or sense to other people in order to build up one another. In our all differences, we can build up one another because love is the principle of our life. That's the first week's message. It's not new to you, right? You remember what I said, right? In the second week, we talk about live in love. God loves us. That's why God paid His love for us, His only Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ died for us because God loves us. Love has a profound responsibility, and we should live in the responsibility of love. I love Him. I love her. That's why I pay my love for Him and for her. There is no personal boundary in prayers so that we can go cross one another in our prayers. We can come cross their personal boundary to pray for them, pray for her, pray for him. That's love. And this is the life in love. And the third week, which means last week, we talk about give thanks in love. The wisest way, the smartest way to use our time is to give thanks to God, to give thanks to others in love. If we use our time to complain to one another instead of giving thanks, we will be foolish. And today, as it is the last sermon series in love, we will talk about move in love. How can you move in love? I like to run. You might see me in the South Riding area. I run. I like to run. I try to run every day. I met Sean maybe twice, maybe once. I just run everywhere in the South Riding. And it's not easy to set up my time to run every day, but I try. I used to run 3 miles before, but now I run 6 miles and 7 miles. And last week, my new record is 8.4 miles. I'm not a fast runner at all. I'm a slow runner. I just try to be stable within 6 miles. Actually, Lindsay encouraged me to reach out 10 miles someday soon, but I don't know if I can do that. But I'm just a slow runner, but I try to be stable within 6 miles per hour, which means 1 mile per 10 minutes. You know, when I run, I sometimes listen to podcasts, Rick Warren's podcast, the Saddleback Church pastor, or gospel music from the Spotify. Sometimes I don't listen to anything, just run with the sounds of birds and cars and people's laughing and dog barking and wind sounds. Actually, it really refreshes me. That's why I like to run. I like to run every day. One day, when I was running around 7 p.m., I saw a living creature moved in front of me. It was about 50 feet distance. You know, black hair, 2 white stripes, and long tail. It moved slowly, and it didn't see me, but I saw it, right? So you know what it is, don't you? Right, yeah. A skunk. I don't know how much a skunk can be aggressive to people, but I know a skunk has a certain weapon, right? I don't like that kind of weapon. Actually, we have a skunk, we have a friend somewhere on the ground of our church, you know, we can smell the skunk, you know, the other building actually. I know the skunk has certain weapons. I don't want to try to see his aggressiveness. The best way to treat the skunk when I run is to what? Avoid, right? Avoid. So I run with a big circle, not going to straight. Oh, this skunk? Oh, yeah. Go. I'm big circle because I'm not stupid, right? But if I thought like, hey, I'm a much bigger than the skunk, I can beat it. So if I ran to the skunk at a time, you wouldn't hug me or you wouldn't shake hands with me today. I'm not that stupid. I just avoid the skunk. You know, our life is like a running sometimes. You know, we can encounter with any unexpected things in our lives. When we meet with any unexpected things in our life, we have to be wise, right? We cannot jump into the all things always, but we have to be wise, we have to be strong with unexpected things. Maybe skunk, just go around, but the other stuff, we have to be strong, right? In our lives, we are encountering with many, many things. And today's scripture is telling us we have to be strong in the Lord, in His mighty power. It means there is no other way to be strong without being with Jesus Christ, our Lord, without being with His mighty power. That is the wisest way, that is the smartest way to live in this world. We are all moving, we are all running, we are all racing. Physically, we don't need to move always, but as time goes, our life goes also, always. You know, when I look at some pictures of my family that we took 5 years ago, I can see my family has moved a lot. Bin and San, my two boys, they were little boy 5 years ago, and I was also the younger man than now, 5 years ago. We have all moved. In 5 years, we don't know what we will be like. No, we don't know what we will be like in 5 years. But I know there will be many, many unexpected things waiting for me and waiting for us, no matter if it would be present or unpresent. We are all moving. Finally, we will move to our eternal home in God. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is, how to move? How to move? In effect that we are all moving, we need to ask how we are moving in our life. The Bible says we have to move with the strength of God. And today's scripture says we need to set up the full armor, the whole armor of God in our life. That means we have to stay in God. We have to live in the gospel. Because as we are moving forward, there will be many, many things waiting for us to make our faith in the Lord weak. Because living in the gospel is not easy at all today. To the people who don't believe in God yet, it sounds not reasonable to spend our times in a church. People may say, like, we better spend our time to enjoy our life more, not to be pious religiously. Going to church will be enough on Christmas Day or Easter Sunday, because the other Sundays are for relax and enjoyment. People may say like that. But brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to be strong in the Lord, because that is only possible through being with our Lord Jesus Christ. In our faith in Jesus Christ, we are moving in His mighty power. We are moving in love to one another. We can have friends, we can have family members, and we can have our neighbors who are not strong enough in God's mighty power yet. We may have anyone around us not having the full armor of God yet. I, Eugene Kim, might be the one who needs the full armor of God now, or you might be the full armor, the person who needs the full armor of God right now. But we are moving all together, but we might have not yet set up the full armor of God yet in our lives. Interestingly, in today's scripture, Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter, Ephesians, asked the readers to pray for him. Hey, pray for me to preach the gospel boldly, without any fear. Let me just preach the gospel. Pray for me, pray for me. Why did he ask his reader to pray for him? Because he also needed support from other Christians through prayers and love. Because he needed to move forward with love and support from other Christians. It is the same to us. As we are moving forward in our lives, we all need support and prayers from other Christians in order to be strong enough, in order to set up the full armor of God in our lives. You know, nowadays, some people ask that questions because of the technology. We can participate in any service on Sunday you know, turn on the computer and you can go any church, big church's website. You can join the, their live worship service and you can listen to the pastor's message through the TV or through the computer. So you can just sit on your bedroom or living room and you can join the worship service, the virtual worship service like that. And some people ask, hey pastor, why should they come to church? You know, because we have a technology, we can worship God in our living room, you know, in our bedroom, you know. It is good, right? Well, if you have certain condition that you cannot come to church, it can be a, you know, another alternative way to participate in the service. But the reason that you are coming to church is to support, is to build up, is to share our strengths to one another. I don't know if you have experience like that, but I had a kinds of experience when I was in the Philippines. I had a very serious depression at a time. Well, my wife left me at a time. No, actually not left me, but she went back to Korea for second birth, actually. So I was in the Philippines by myself. And somehow, emotionally depression attacked me, and wow, it was, you know, I don't know if you have experience about the depressions, but it was my first time, and after that, I don't have that kinds of serious depression, but I was kind of very serious depression conditions at a time for like 1 month or 1.5 months. I didn't go out from my house. I was a missionary, I was a pastor. I just went to church on Sunday, even I didn't like it, but I had to go there. So I went out from my house on Sunday, be in the service, and then come back. And not going out, stay in my room whole day for 1 month. Now, at a time, my beloved Filipinos, brother and sister in my church, visited me every day. Pastor Eugene! Pastor Eugene! And they brought me bread, they brought me some food, they brought me some vegetables, and they invite me to eat together. Pastor, let's eat, let's eat. Pastor, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, at first I was like, I don't like it. I want to stay in my room. I'm not that kind of a mood. I just want to be myself and don't touch me. That's my thought at the time, at first. Well, I don't know why I share with you because I didn't share this story at 9 o'clock service, but they kept coming. Pastor, makapitayo. Makapitayo means let's have a coffee together. Pastor, let's go to Jollibee. Jollibee is the small family restaurant in the Philippines. Let's go to eat. Gradually, they brought me out. You know what they did? They built me up. Because at that time, I was so vulnerable emotionally, and I didn't have a full armor of God at that time, and my wife left me for second birth. And I was alone, I felt like no one's around me, I'm just alone here, and depression, and depression, 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 depression. You know what I mean? Maybe if you have experience of the depression, you might understand what I say. Depression, depression, depression. Endless, endless falling, endless falling, endless falling. That's what I felt. But at a time, my beloved brothers and sisters pulled me up. Pastor, let's come. Pastor, let's go. Pastor, let's have a coffee. Pastor. You know what I'm saying? I am talking about the church. That is church. That is church. I know in our church in present value EMC, you are doing great. I know that. You visit them, you visit her, you visit him, you visit their family because their family has certain situations, because he or she has certain situations. You call them, you visit them, you bring them out with your full armor you had. Maybe she or he didn't have that full armor at the time. I sometimes don't have full armor, then I need your help. Yeah, because we are moving together in love. We have to move in love one another. Well, after 1 month, gradually I overcame the depressions by love from my beloved Filipino brothers and sisters at a time. They saved me. They show me what church is. And after that, Eugene back, you know, I'm okay, I'm fine, let's go and let's have a service and let's visit, you know, another village. You know. It happened. because at that time I experienced that we moved together in love. As we are moving forward in our lives, we all need support and prayers from other Christians because we need to be strong enough. And we cannot be strong by yourself, by myself, but we can be strong by ourselves together. That is church. That's the reason that we come to church to worship God together, praise God together, open the hymnals together, make a voice loud together to worship God because we are supporting each other. You know, the best way to express the love is to pray for each other. During our service, we have time to pray together. We call names of our beloved families and beloved friends and beloved neighbors. It is not just a religious practice to pray for someone, but it is the way to express our love to our friends, our family, our neighbors. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in our sanctuary, we gather together around 8 or 9 or 10 people gather together. We pray for 1 hour. And at that time, we pray for any prayer request. I ask, hey, if you have anything to share with us, let us time. It is time to share. You know, we are talking about skunk many times, you know, in our prayers. Skunk. You know what I mean? Not real skunk, but unexpected things in front of us. I was running this skunk, I just go around because I'm not stupid at the time, right? But when we move in our lives, we see many, many skunk. Many, many skunk of cancer. Many, many skunk of accident. Many, many skunk of unexpected fire stuff and layoff situations, my son's situation, marriage issues, financial issues, relational issues, health issues, status issues, mental issues, emotional issues, physical issues. We have many, many skunk, you know. When we open our prayer on Saturday, we listen to all those kind of skunk. Then how can you handle those kinds of skunk? We have to be wise. We have to be strong. How? In love. How? In love, in prayers. Prayers. Because without being our Lord Jesus Christ, no one can be strong enough. If I say, I love Linda, but if I don't pray for her, I'm lying. If I love her, I have to pray for her. I love Bin, I love son, I love my wife. If I say that, but if I don't take my time to pray for my son and my wife, my love is nothing. The best way to express the love to other people is to pray. That's why we call the names during our service. Call their names. They need God's blessing and love, and more we pray for them with love. That means we are moving together in love. In love. That's why Apostle Paul in the scripture asks, pray for me. Pray for me. Let me just preach the gospel boldly. Let me preach the gospel fearlessly. By your prayer. I need your prayer. I need your support. I need your love because we are moving together in love. That is what Paul asked. We are not racing to go first, but we are racing together, we are moving together, hand in hand, to go into the promised land, the eternal home, finally. In our race, in our move, there is no competition, but only love goes within our race. In the Bible, we have an example. We can see how often Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples because Jesus loved his disciples. Even Jesus prayed for those who accused him, those who persecuted him and crucified him. He prayed like that. Father, Father, they don't know what they are doing now. Forgive them, Father. We are all moving in our lives. However, if we just move as time goes without love, we will feel so, so lonely. Many people feel lonely. Many people feel emptiness because we feel that we are moving by ourselves. There is no one coming with me. There is no one going with me in love. If we move by ourselves, if you move yourself, if I move myself, I might feel lonely and emptiness in my life. However, if we go together in love, we will see the full armor on us. Today's scripture has been used in terms of battle with the world and with Satan. Yes, it is right to use today's scripture in the battle concept because we are in the battle with the dark power. But however, today's scripture highlights also the life of Christians. We are all moving forward, and we should be in love, hand in hand, together, pulling, pushing, supporting. We go in prayer and prayer in prayer, in encouragement, and in support and support and support. Yes. Yes, everything will be fine. Yes, Gigi, everything will be fine because we are praying for you. Yes, Eugene, everything will be fine because church is praying for me. Yes, Trace, everything will be fine because we are supporting you. We are going together hand in hand in love, in prayer. Yes, Sean, we go together in prayer and love. We are moving in love. Our church, Present Valley VMC, is moving together with all members in love. How? We are praying for one another in love. Through our prayers in love, we are moving together to the God's kingdom in love. In our prayers, we are wearing the full armor of God in love, because we are moving in the gospel and we are moving in love. May the love of God put us together to move in love. Let us pray.